like old hymns.
Here's one you might remember.
I will meet you in the morning, just inside the eastern gate. So be ready, faithful pilgrim, lest for you it be too late.
And I will meet you in the morning.
I will meet you in the morning.
So keep your lamps all trimmed and burning, for the bridegroom watch and wait. He'll be with us at that meeting, just inside the
say thanks for sitting beside me.
I've been on my way to heaven for a long, long time, and many things have happened that's clouding up my mind. But I am more determined to walk the narrow way. I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. There's a golden street to walk upon, a bell I'm going to ring, a brand new angel in the
Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm glad I came to church today. Let me tell you who we are. Some of you may know this fellow, however, because he lives just up the road in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. He's been traveling, singing gospel music for a long time. He does, when he's not with us, he does a lot of solo dates too. So I think you've been here as a soloist once.
Yeah, about, I don't know, 10 years ago.
10 years ago? Okay, so they forgot about you.
But yeah.
Well, let me warn you. I'm not responsible for anything he says or does. I want to make that clear.
They like me already.
Yeah, I'm sure. He is, I never know what's coming out of his mouth. I never know what, you know, he thinks or says or anything else. If he does something, I'm probably as surprised as you are about it. He's one of the funniest guys I know, and he likes to show it sometimes. But, you know, the Bible says that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And when you travel with this fellow, you're heavily medicated. But we get a lot of it. Are you glad to see Randy Simpson here this morning? Would you make him welcome? This is my lovely wife. We've been married ever since I said I do. And I've been saying I do, and I will, and yes, ma'am, and yes, dear, ever since. Amen. Some of you men, yeah, I understand. She's my best friend. She's a true Proverbs 31 woman. Her children call her blessed, and I do most of the time. And I have to be careful while I'm walking back today. But she'll bless your heart with her singing today. She's one of the most godly women I've ever known, and she's my best friend. Would you make Becky Miller welcome today? My name is Randy Miller, and that's it. Randy, Becky. So if you want to buy us coffee, well, hopefully the coffee's free afterwards. So if you want to buy some coffee, that's good too. Someone asked before how we get together with him. Of course, we've been friends for 20 years. More than 20 years. And even though he lives in Carlisle, we live right on the West Virginia-Virginia line down 81. We live just off 81. So we can be from our house, or he can come to our house in less than an hour. So it's not people say, oh, he's in Pennsylvania.
In 45 minutes if I'm going 89 now.
Yeah, that's true. Unless you get pulled over, then it's an hour and 15 minutes. But, you know, we're just so glad to have Randy a part of this. Randy, I want Randy to do a song that, you know, as we get older, there are things especially if we grew up in church. I used to tell people the only drug problem I had as a kid, I got drugged to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and whatever. But back in those days, we had to go. You know, at least my family, my dad, we did. But now as adults, we have a choice. And I want you to listen as Randy sings this wonderful song. God bless you.
They used to make me go to church, clip on tight, starchy shirt. I never heard what the preacher said.
Watch down in my pew.
Thank you. These days going to church is that I don't have to do. I get to. I used to hang with Dad, wash the car, and cut the grass. It took all day and I hated that. Till his heart attack last June. And these days helping Dad is something I don't have to do. I get to.
And I get to wake up early, and I get to go to work.
I get to make an honest living, singing about his word.
And I get to hear Grandma complain about all her little aches and pains.
I get to watch my grandkids fall asleep and ask for M&M's with me.
There's a lot of things that I don't have to do.
I get to. Those words, you always seem to say them first. Then I dream one night you left this earth, and I woke up and reached for you. Now I realize I don't have to say I love you. I get to. Oh,
I get to wake up early, and I get to go.
I get to make an honest living, singing about his word.
And I get to hear Grandpa complain about all her little aches and pains.
I get to watch my grandkids fall asleep and ask for M&M's with free.
There's a lot of things I don't have to do.
Oh, there's that I don't have to do. I get to.
Aren't you glad that God's given us the strength and the help this morning to come worship Him in church today? Give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
I'm starting to like this group. Here's a fast song. Here we go.
They needed to wake up.
When my labor here is over at last and the lady's burdens down, I'll sail away home to heaven above for my Savior I have found. I'll lay these burdens down at His feet and exchange them for a crown. I'll leave this world of trouble and sorrow when the sun of my life goes down. Oh, 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 oh.
You got any stories you want to tell them?
I do have a story I was going to share this morning.
You want to go ahead?
I will, but it's really sad.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe not.
Because most of you have not heard about this yet, but a couple weeks ago, the Pillsbury Doughboy died. They said he died of a yeast infection. The coroner said that he was 71 years old. So they buried him in a lightly greased coffin. Now, dozens of celebrities showed up to pay their respects for the Pillsbury Doughboy. The long list of famous folks included Sara Lee, Little Debbie, Hungry Jack, the Jolly Green Giant, Betty Crocker, all of the California raisins, and his best friend in the whole wide world, Captain Crunch. Aunt Jemima delivered a beautiful eulogy as she lovingly described the Pillsbury Doughboy as someone who never knew how much he was needed. She said that the Doughboy rose quickly in show business, but his later life was filled with many turnovers. And he wasn't considered a very smart cookie, for you see, he wasted most of his dough on half-baked schemes. And despite being a little flaky at times, he did turn out to be a crusty old man. He is survived by his lovely wife, Play-Doh, a son, John Doe, a daughter, Jane Doe, the family pet, Fido, and I'm sad to say, they had a bun in the oven. He's also survived by his elderly father, Pop-Tart, and last but certainly not least, this story ends just the way you thought it would. You see, the funeral was held at 3:50 for about 20 minutes.
How many veterans do we have out there who served? Okay, I see a couple. Well, thank you all for your service, first of all. And I'm sure most of us are keeping up with the news, and you know, we may have brave men and women going into war soon. You know, I hope not. I hope God intercedes. But anyway, here's a song we recorded, written by a friend of ours in Charleston, West Virginia. She wrote it just for us. It's kind of a new patriotic type song, and if you like the song, we have t-shirts out there that say One Under God.
Don't take for granted the price that's been paid.
recall what God has done and how we've seen Him move.
Is there anybody here who's found Him faithful? Anybody here who knows He's able?
Christians being persecuted. And unfortunately, you know, we know it's coming, but in some places it's already here. I read stories every week about, Christians being, arrested or whatever. In Canada especially, you can't hardly preach up there anymore without being arrested. I used to sing a lot in Canada. But you know what? Like you said, we need to keep holding on. This is going to be the next, I don't know how long till the Lord comes, that it's going to be tougher and tougher to be a Christian, to stand proudly and to stand boldly on the Word. And that's what this song talks about. If we could look into heaven today and see those who have gone before us, those saints, our family and friends who are up in heaven, I think this is the message they would have for us in this day.
have already made it home. The grandstands of heaven filled with people we have known.
And they are cheering a small word to a crowd that now awaits. And when we grow weak and falter, that's when they begin to wave.
They wave to the singers who sung all they can. They wave to the preachers, continue to stand. To the Christians who are tempted to give up this fight. Over yonder, you can see them waving on the other side.
Now there's my mother and my father. They're saying, son, don't give up now.
There's a dear friend who left me, saying, brother, stand your ground.
Oh, I can see that saint of God, the one who led me to Christ.
They wave away.
Calling Lord. But it has been so good for us to be here. We're going to sing one more song, and then we'll sing at the during the offering as well. But it's been such a privilege for us to be here. Thank you for the way that you're worshiping the Lord. And, you know, we all need to know that our reservations are made or packed up and ready to go, because you know it could happen at any time. We're not guaranteed anything else except for the moment that we're in. And we hope and we pray that your hearts and minds are ready to meet the Lord at any time. If they're not, that can change before you leave this place. You know, I can't imagine, I just don't understand the unconditional love that the Lord has for us. Why would he choose to go to a cross, to give his life so that we could live? Why would he do that? And I'll tell you why. It's because of the love that he has for each and every one of us. And maybe today you're here and you haven't heard that anybody loves you today. But I want you to know that the one who has given all, he loves you more than anything. And I hope that this song will touch and bless your heart and just remind you of the great sacrifice that Jesus gave for us. And that he really does love you today.
Me.
loves you too.